Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
dear Jesus. We just want to lift you up on this morning, this afternoon, God. We magnify and glorify your name. We thank you for your glory, your love, your truth. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, oh, Father God. We just bless you on today. We thank you for dying for the sins of the world. We thank you, Jesus, for you paid it all on the cross. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And we say, hallelujah, today is the day of salvation. We bless and magnify your name, God. We bless and lift you up on today. We're going straight into the scripture, which is coming from Luke, the 12th chapter and the 12th verse. Luke 12 and 12, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, God. As you make your way there, oh, we magnify the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Oh, touch us, Jesus, in a mighty way, God. Touch me, touch the people, touch all those that are living and breathing on a day, God. Move by your wonderful spirit, Jesus. I pray for the people, Heavenly Father. I pray that you move by your might in the midst of the service on a day, Heavenly Father. I just ask that you would bless and touch and anoint it, Heavenly Father. I ask that the word comes out the way in which you desire for it to be spoken, Heavenly Father. I just pray, Heavenly Father, that the hearts and the minds of the people receive the word, that their ears are open. Hallelujah, that they believe and they trust in the word of God. You said that you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us, that you would be with us until the ends of the earth. So we thank you on today. Luke 12 and 12 says, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. There were a group of people, amen, and the company, amen. A company is a group of people, amen. And one of them said to the master, Jesus Christ, speak to his brother, reconcile with his brother so that his brother would share the inheritance with him, because I guess his brother was, amen, being greedy, amen. The Bible goes on to say, and Jesus said unto him, man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? You know, God is not our judge or our divider. There are some things that he leaves up to us, amen, to handle, amen, based on wisdom and love, amen. The Bible says that when we walk in love, amen, love covers a multitude of sin, amen. So if we were to love one another, the way in which we should love one another, amen, then we wouldn't need, amen, hallelujah, third-party intercessor, amen, or hallelujah, God, a third party that comes in, amen, and it makes both of the parties, amen, that make both of the parties come together to a mutual mind, amen. He said, man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And I feel as though the Lord is saying that all over the world we're preaching the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But somewhere along the line, we may not be ministering about, amen, the reason and the purpose, amen, for that. Amen. We know that Jesus came to die for the sins of the world, but also about loving one another. Amen. This is what he came to teach. Amen. He came teaching love. Amen. And this is what the Pharisees and the Sadducees rejected. Amen. I just feel a ministering in my spirit on today. Amen. The Pharisees and the Sadducees rejected this. And the Bible says, it goes on to say, and he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. You know, and we're everyone is trying to, excuse me, do their best to achieve their goals and their success. And that's fine. You know, that's well at the end of the day. You know, that's a great thing. You know, we are to come here and be prosperous and, you know, achieve our goals and find success. Amen. But your life is not measured at the end of the day. He said that your life is not measured based on the abundance of things which you possess. For the Bible goes on to say, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where prepared to bestow my fruits. So he was so plentiful, he had so much, that he didn't have anywhere to store everything. Everything was running over. If you can imagine when you shove everything into a closet, and you have so much stuff in a closet, and the stuff just begins to spill out, amen, it starts spilling from the top. The Bible goes on to say, and Jesus said, and I will say unto my soul, oh no, the man said, I'm sorry, in verse 18, Jesus said, and he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and all my goods. So he will build greater, a greater closet to hold everything. And Jesus said, and I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Hallelujah, God. And this is what the rich man says to his soul, or the one who has a lot of things. Amen. He says to himself, soul, I have a lot of laid up for me. I have plenty of gold. I have plenty of money. I have fast cars. I have all the women in the world. I have everything. I'm living like a prince. Amen. But God said unto him, thou fool. He calls him a fool. Hallelujah, Jesus. This night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Amen. There comes a time in which we have to give account. Amen. There comes a time in which our soul has to give, amen, an account. Amen. For what it is that, amen, we're doing, and we're not going to, amen, get our reward based on the things that we have attained, amen, inside of our life. Amen. We're not going to get our reward based on our possessions. Amen. Where everyone is fighting for possession. Everyone is struggling for possession. But this is not where our reward is going to come from in the end day. The Bible says, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. I want to talk about the word rich, if I really could. You know, based on the Holy Spirit, the word rich means abundance in prayer. The word rich means abundance in consecration, consecrating yourself with the Lord, which means piety, P-I-E-T-Y. The Bible speaks in the New Testament that the women ought to have piety. Amen. And piety is a thing where you're in complete, total worship with God, and to a point of kind of being a hermit. Amen. And so, hallelujah, Jesus, God wants us to be in a place where we are rich towards him. Amen. Not rich towards the things that we possess, but rich towards him. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible says there to be rich towards God. To be rich towards God and not in the abundance of the things that we have. For Christ came down to the earth over 2,000 years ago. This is just a teaser on a day, just a sampler for you to let you know that Christ came down off of that rugged cross on that Resurrection Sunday. And he raised up from the grave because of the things that you may have need of. And God said in his word, consider not the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, and they have neither storehouse nor barn, but God feedeth them. And how much more shall he feed you? Life is more than just the meat that you wear, and the body is more than the raiment that you wear. And God said in his word, consider the lilies of the valley. They're all clothed up, and they don't have to do anything for themselves. And God said, Solomon, in all of his glory and beauty, he still was not like any of the lily of the valley. For there comes a time when we gotta lean on Jesus' unchanging hand. We got to look to a Savior that's available. We got to look to a Savior that's able to do it for us in body and out of body. Oh, come on and help me, Holy Ghost. To be out of body is to be present with the true and living God. And I hear God saying that there are a lot of folk out there that are sad on this Easter Sunday. They're trying to get happy, but they're sad on Resurrection Sunday because they have a loved one that is not with them. But God sent me by to let you know on this day that he has not forgotten about you. And he understands the trouble and the pain that you're feeling right now. That he understands all that you're going through on this day. And loneliness is not in your house. But he's going to break the anointing of it even right now, God. Break the yoke of it through the anointing. Oh, Vashata, Son of God. Oh, how we lift up the true and living King on a day. Oh, it was Jesus that went to the cross for you and me. Oh, it was Jesus that died and shed his blood on Calvary. Oh, it was Jesus. They pierced him in the side and blood and water came gushing out. Oh, it was Jesus that did it. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, it was Jesus on the cross for your affliction, on the cross for your sins, on the cross for your troubles. God conquered death, hell, and the grave through the cross. Oh, it's the cross, baby, that's going to fix your situation. Oh, it's the cross, baby, that's going to make things line up in perpendicular order according to the word of God. God said you're blessed in the city and you're blessed in the field. You're blessed coming out and you're blessed coming in. And it's all right if you just hold on. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning when they crucified our Savior up on that rugged cross. Oh, they hung him high and they stretched him wide. He hung his head for you and me. He died on that rugged cross. God did it. And I'm so glad that God paid the penalty for death and sin on us on the day so we can rejoice, O Bashatasana, because on the third day, the Bible says that he got up. Oh, there were two angels sitting by Mary and saying, woman, O Bashatasana, God, who is this man that you're looking for? The same man that did the miracles amongst you. He is not here, but he is risen. Run and go tell all the others. Go tell them that Jesus Christ is risen up off the cross. And the Bible says, oh, Bashata, Son of God, for 40 days and 40 nights, God appeared to them, and some wanted to stick their finger in his wound, and some wanted to touch him, and some wanted to smell him, and some wanted to taste him, and some just believed that he was alive. And I'm here to let you know that God has evidence behind himself. See, this is the difference between Jesus Christ and all of the other false gods. They have no evidence, but God carries evidence. Even when he came up off of the cross, he still had evidence. They were still trying to shut up and demise, hallelujah, the fact that he had risen. They were still trying to, Obashata, Son of God, have covert operations about the fact that Jesus Christ had risen. They were still trying to cover it up. But how many of us know that when something is good, you can't cover it up? You got to go run and tell the world. Tell the world about Jesus Christ. When something is so good, you can't tell. You can't hold it back. When something is good, you got try to tell everybody, see, look what I have. Aren't you glad that I have it? Aren't you glad that he's with me? Aren't you glad? Oh, aren't you glad? Oh, you got to go and run and tell the world, look what I found. I found a Savior, oh, that was on the rugged cross, and he died, but yet he lives. Oh, how is it that something can die and yet it live? It's only by the Holy Ghost, for the Holy Ghost will teach you what to do and say in that dreadful hour. Oh, Bashatasana. And God said to tell my people, I have a plan for your life. I had a plan for Jesus Christ's life. I have plans. This is what my kingdom is about. It's all about plans. My kingdom runs in a tip-top shape. All the T's are crossed. All the I's are dotted. Everything is in order. Oh, Bashatasana, God, is so perfect that nothing is out of alignment. And God said, I got a plan for your life. Stay the course like Paul did. Stay on the line. Follow the yellow brick road. Press towards the mark of the high calling in me. God said to let you know on a day that I know the plans for you are to prosper and not fail. God said to let you know on a day I am with thee that are nigh unto me. God said to let you know on a day there's more with you than there are with them. God said to let you know on a day that if he be for you, who can be against you? God said to let you know on a day that you're more than a conqueror through me that love you. God said to let you know on a day that you're able to do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. Philippians 4:13. God said to let you know on a day that there's more to him that meets the eye. God said to let you know on a day that he has the eagle-eyed vision. He sees the vision for your life. He sees the outcome and to follow the trail. You know, there was a certain trail that Jesus had to follow, hallelujah, in order to stay in the plan of God. Amen. And God desires that we stay in the plan of him. Amen. Don't get out of the plan of God. Amen. Don't allow covetousness and, amen, issues with your neighbor. Amen. And desires of the heart get you out of the, amen, the vision of God. Amen. God is with you. This is Resurrection Sunday. We celebrate the death, the burial, amen, of Jesus Christ. Amen. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. And at the same time, amen, while we're celebrating that, amen, do not forget, amen, that there is a soul, amen, that has to be required. Amen. And this is a time in which if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, amen, this is a time in which you would want to accept him as your Savior, because there will come a time in your life where your soul will be required, amen, to give account of the things that are done in your body and out of your body. And not only that, you just don't want to live your life, amen, without anything to look forward to. Amen. There are a lot of people out there, amen, who have gotten away from the things of God. Amen. Jeremiah said, come back, O you backsliders, and I will heal you. Amen. It's all in the Bible. This is what the prophets were all about. Amen. Come back to God. Amen. What a better day to come back to God than on his resurrection. Amen. Make it an anniversary day for you. Amen. So if you're in a place, amen, where you desire better, amen, just repeat after me, amen, and we can accept Jesus Christ as our Savior on today. Amen. We can all do it together. Amen. You know, God desires a repentant heart. Amen. Even the Christian should never stop repenting. Amen. He looks on those who are of a contrite spirit. Amen. And so God desires that we repent. Amen. Even the Christians. Amen. Just because we accept Christ, that does not mean that, amen, every day goes along and we don't, amen, repent. Amen. We find that in the sinner's prayer. Amen. So let us say, amen, the prayer on today, and that will fulfill everything. Repeat after me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine are with us, you are the power, the Son, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You know, the Bible says that confession is made with the mouth. Amen. And it comes from the heart. And if you said this with your heart and you acknowledge that Christ, amen, is your Lord and Savior, and you believe in what he did on the cross for you, you're saved. You're free. There is no more condemnation. Amen. You're no longer condemned. For it's not even you, but it's Christ that lives in you. This is who God sees. He sees Jesus when he looks down upon you. He sees Jesus Christ. Listen, I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez. This is a Miracle Network Church. This has been your Resurrection Sunday. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I'm sure that we will speak and pray and meet together again. God bless you.